This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I love meeting with you at this time each morning as you get your day started with some time with God. I love helping you focus your life on the one thing that matters more than anything else in life, your relationship with God. So few things will matter to us once this life is over. But that is the one thing that will matter more than anything, your relationship with God. So make it the number one thing of your life right now. When you come to the end of your life, you will never regret having put God first, but you will always regret not having put God first. We're looking today at the remainder of Psalm 118. We've been looking at it for the last couple of days. We start today in verse 19. The psalmist says, "Open to me the gates of righteousness. I shall enter through them. I shall give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous will enter through it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you have become my salvation." The gates of righteousness are the way to enter into the presence of God. The problem is we aren't righteous people, are we? We have so many failings. Even the most righteous among us have many hidden failings. How can we enter into that gate? He says, "You, God, have become my salvation." This is the point of Jesus Christ dying on the cross. We cannot be good enough for God. And when we can find no way to be right with God, God made a way for us to be right with him. And that way is through Jesus Christ. He died on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins and your sins, so that there is a way open. The gate is open. The gate of righteousness is open, and it's Jesus' righteousness. He takes our guilt and gives us his righteousness, so that when God looks at us, he sees a righteous person, forgiven because of Jesus Christ. He goes on to say, "The stone which the builders rejected," talking about Jesus, who was rejected by his own people when he came to them. "That stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, the stone on which all the building depends." This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. How beautiful what God has done for us that we could not have done for ourselves. He says, "This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." You can say that about this day you are going into. It may have hardship in it, it may have sorrow in it, or it may have great things in it. But either way, the Lord has made this day, and he is going to walk into this day with you. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, do save, we beseech you. O Lord, we beseech you, send prosperity. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. God has revealed himself to us. Bind the festival sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I give thanks to you. You are my God, and I extol you. Can you say that? You are my God. If he's God, then give him his rightful place in your life. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.